Thank you for joining us for today's podcast. Please remember to visit us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/power, the letter N, God Ministries. You can also visit us on Instagram at www.instagram.com/PowerForGodMinistry. And please remember to visit us on x.com or twitter.com/ministriespage. Please have a wonderful day. You can also email us at powerinGodMinistries@gmail.com. Also, email us at chriskansonjr.com. Thank you and enjoy the program that is already in progress. Coming up is the song Prayer Room by Jarrell Smalls and Company. That again was Jarrell Smalls in company singing Prayer Room from his album A New Season. Woo. Just keep on praying. The Lord is nigh. Oh God, hallelujah. Just keep on praying. He'll hear your cry. Hey, the Lord has promised. His word is true. Just keep on praying. He'll answer you. Hallelujah. And he will. Hallelujah. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Because come on in the room. Come on in the room. Jesus is my doctor. Hallelujah. He writes up all of my prescription and he gives me all of my medicine. Y'all, that's enough to shout off of right there. And if I had my shouting shoes on, I would get down. But I just want to thank y'all for joining Power in God, the podcast, and making this your listening station. To hear on today's show, I'm just going to begin to just say, use the topic, let God hear, and you turn off. Let God hear and you turn off. And today, and we're going to use the scripture of Habakkuk, the third chapter, and the first through the third verses. And it reads, Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, repeat them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, show, remember mercy. I'm going to read that again. Lord, I have heard of your fame. I stand in awe of your deeds. Lord, repeat them in our day, in our time, make them known. In wrath, remember mercy. And the last verse reads, God came from Teman, the Holy One from Mount Paran. His glory covered the heavens and his praise filled the earth. So let God hear and you turn off. Sometimes we want to give our request to God. We just think God is a genie. And if we tell him our wishes or our request, that he is supposed to grant them immediately upon us asking. But the Bible says that there comes a time where everything is placed in heaven. Mean in the waiting, we have to learn how to take a posture of waiting, and we must allow ourselves to hear God. Well, you say, how can we hear a spirit? How can we hear a spirit? The Bible says in the book of, I believe it's Romans. The Bible says in the book of Romans that the Spirit knows the Spirit. And those that are children of God are born of God. But those that are children of flesh are born of Satan. So we can hear God's voice by becoming his child. That's my first point for today. The way that you hear God's voice is by becoming his child. How are you his child? Well, the Bible says in the book of Psalms 139, verse 14, that he knew us when we were formed in the womb. Hallelujah. He knew us when we were formed in the womb, meaning that before conception, hallelujah, glory to God, before conception, God came and he said, it is good. Just like he created the earth, after everything he created, he said, it is good. And he says that about us. So he knew us before we were conceived. He knew us when we were just a thought in the mind of our parents. So the first point I want to make today is the way that you can hear God is becoming his child. And he already knew that we were going to be his child before we were even thought of from our parents. So that is the first way that you can hear God's voice. The second way that you can hear God's voice, you let God hear and you turn off, is by spending time with him. Hallelujah. Spending time with him. We spend time with family members, spend time at our job to get money, spend time with our significant other or our husband or wife. But we need to learn to spend time with God. Well, how do you spend time with God? You can spend time with God through prayer. You can spend time with God through reading the Word of God, reading the Bible, as I just did with Habakkuk chapter 3. You can also spend time with God by listening to messages on video, such as YouTube or Vimeo or any video outlet that is available in technology. You can listen to the Word of God. They even have the YouVersion app, which I do have on my phone, the Bible app, where you can listen to the Word of God, the audio Bible. You can go through the whole Bible just by listening. And this is my last and final point for today. The way that you can hear God is by just sitting and reflecting on the goodness of everything that he's done. And just closing your eyes and just thinking, or just want your mind, let your mind wander, and just begin to think about the things that God has done for you. And just ask God, Lord, what do you want today? Lord, what should I wear today? Lord, how should I handle this thing today? You listen and turn off. Let God hear and you turn off. Meditate on the good things of God, and you turn off. Let me say that again. Meditate on the good things of God, and you turn off. Amen. We've got to learn that in this time, in the era of life that we live in, when COVID-19 is still out there, no, we might not have to wear a mask. No, we might not have to be in continuous of washing our hands or putting hand sanitizer. But we must know that it's still out there and it's still causing death. And we've got flu and cancer and everything out here. But we must learn to let God in and turn off. We must read the word. We must meditate on his goodness. We must hear the word of God. We must hear preaching. For the Bible says that hearing comes by the word. Faith comes by hearing. And hearing comes by the word of God. We must hear what the Spirit of God has to say to us in this time and age. For we know that the Lord hears us, but do we hear him? Do we go to church? Hallelujah. Do we minister the word of God? Hallelujah. Do we let people know of the goodness of God? Hallelujah. Can we reflect on the things that God has done for us? Hallelujah. Can we do these things and hear God? Amen. Can you hear him in the middle of everything that you're going through? Can you hear him? Can you reflect on his goodness? Can you trust him in the time of storm? Can you believe him when everything is telling you not to believe? Amen. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. I encourage everybody, if you have not, please watch the series. Please watch the movie, The War Room, because it teaches us strategies on how to pray. And it teaches us just the mechanics of prayer. I think I'm going to have to go back in the archives of the episodes of Power in God and go back to that, the mechanics of prayer, because not a lot of you know the formula of how to pray. So we're going to save that for another episode, but I just want to know, have you heard God and have you turned off? Turn off the phone, turn off the computer, go in a private room and shut the door. Let the kids know, put a sign on the door saying, prayer in progress, do not disturb, or meditation in progress, do not disturb. You've got to come to a place within yourself where you let God hear and you turn off. Don't allow the kids to disturb you. Don't allow the husband or the wife to disturb you. But you get in your room and you let God hear. The Bible says in the book of Philippians 4:6-7, that we ought not to be anxious for nothing, but in everything, let God know our request. Put our request in. As the old hymn says, put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. You got to let God know that you love him. You got to let God know that you're thankful. You got to let God know that you love and appreciate the things that he does for you. Let God hear. And you turn off. My apostle of Christ Temple, a Kingdom Church, read this scripture on Sunday. And I heard God say, time out for you telling me your problems. I don't mind you telling me your problems, but shut up sometimes. Turn off and let me say something. Let me speak. Let me minister to you. You always ministering to everybody else. Let me minister to you. And that's what we need to hear. And that's what we need to know. Let God hear. and you turn off. That's today's topic for the podcast. Stay tuned for messages regarding the ministry. And as I say on this, and at the end of every podcast and everything regarding Power in God Ministries, plug into your power in God. And I just want to thank God for 35 and a half years of beautiful joy, beautiful peace and love, and loving my friends and my family. Y'all, God has blessed me. Tomorrow will be my 36th year of life, if it be His will. So I just would appreciate it, y'all, if everyone would just show me love. Go on the Facebook page at Power in God Ministries and wish the founder, myself, a very, very wonderful and happy day on tomorrow. Thank you so much. For those of you who would like to be a blessing to the ministry of Power in God, please send your donations to $Ralph988. For those of you who have Cash App, if you would like to write letters, please send your letters to 160 Blacks Drive, Williston, South Carolina, 29853. And just let us, the team of Power in God, know how we have been a blessing to you. Again, please stay tuned to messages regarding the ministry and plug into your power in God. Be blessed. That's all for today's podcast. Thank you for joining us. Please tune in to the next episode. You can email us at poweringodministries@gmail.com. You can also visit us on the web at christopherCASONJR.WIXSITE.com/powerfulgodministry. Also, you may call our 24-hour consultant line / prayer line at 803-357-0336. Thank you for joining us, and please remember to plug into your power in God.